program has announced the award winners of the 21st Annual National Arts Program Exhibition and Competition. The exhibition will feature over 190 pieces of art by Santa Rosa artists. The public is invited to the awards ceremony and reception on Sunday, March 10th from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Finley Community Center, with the exhibition running through April 19th. A somewhat disturbing story this morning out of Santa Clara. A man shot and killed a 3-year-old boy after badgering his mother, currently pregnant with a man's child, over claims of infidelity. 24-year-old Sergio Colin Gomez is charged with murder and assault in the death of his son, Ivan. Gomez thought his girlfriend was cheating on him and badgered her for hours over her faithfulness in the relationship before shooting the young child. He left the home after the shooting but was arrested a short time later. AT&T says the hours-long outage in its U.S. cell phone network appeared to be the result of a technical error, not a malicious attack. The Dallas-based company blamed the outage on an error in coding while it was expanding its network. It restored wireless coverage after the outage knocked out cell phone service on its network across the United States. Local chef Robert Sundell got a thrill of a lifetime on Tuesday when he was called on to prepare food for a royal visit from Sweden's Princess Victoria and her husband in San Francisco. Sundell, who is originally from Sweden, owns Stockholm Restaurant on Western Avenue in Petaluma. Congratulations to him. It is now 8:02 at KZST, time for another check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Shane Young. Hello again, Shane. How are the roads this check?
Good morning. We saw the 2-vehicle crash on River Road near Orchard Road. One of the vehicles is blocking the roadway, so slow down if you're driving through the area. There are reports of another crash on northbound 101 on the Railroad Avenue off-ramp involving a tractor trailer and a ditch. CHP is en route. Expect traffic on northbound 101 starting at Golf Course and continuing past 12. Southbound traffic has a slight backup starting near Steele but clears up around 12. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
If you're in the market for new furniture, don't miss Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot's President's Day sales event. Hi, it's Anthony. Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot proudly feature a large selection of American-made furniture. And it's all on sale and ready for you to take home today. Looking to relax in comfort? Check out our wide selection of recliners, sofas, and sectionals available in hundreds of fabrics and leather options. From the perfect chair to beautiful bedroom furniture, you'll find presidential savings on quality crafted American-made furniture that won't come in a box and you don't have to put it together yourself. If we don't have what you're looking for, one of our American furniture partners will custom build it just for you. Need new furniture? Don't miss Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot's President's Day sales event going on now through February 26th at the corner of 4th and Wilson in Santa Rosa's historic Railroad Square.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
From the community calendar, Windsor Wheels provides free rides for local homebound seniors. Volunteers drive seniors to medical, recreational, and social appointments. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, the Warriors beat the Lakers 128-110 behind 32 points from Steph Curry. They'll take on the Charlotte Hornets at home tonight. And your forecast, pockets of fog out there, otherwise we're seeing some sunshine. It is cool early. Later on, we'll see increasing high clouds. Look for mid-60s. Tonight, partly cloudy with 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, low to mid-70s. Really quite nice. We are cooler and turning cloudy through the day on Sunday with a slight chance for late-day sprinkles. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
The reboot of Frasier has been renewed. The streaming service Paramount Plus says it will run a second season. The first season follows Frasier as he returns home to Boston. Sonoma County, You are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie Abrams' Morning Show on KZST. There's a new witch in town. Boo!
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. If tonight's the night, let's live it up. Spin it up, go out and smash it, like oh my god, jump out that sofa, let's kick it off. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey.
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, and do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock, 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 rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top, 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 top. Feel the shot, body rock, rockin' don't stop, 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 stop. Round and round, up and down, around the clock. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. Get with us, you know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day. And I'm feeling, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Sonoma County's KZST on your Friday. It is 8:09, 42 degrees in Santa Rosa. And on the way, Heather Irwin's here. She brought friends and we're talking crab. Hold on.
Hi, I'm Sean Bung Pakum, manager of the Montgomery Village branch of Exchange Bank. At Exchange Bank, we know Sonoma County. We also know it's a tough housing market. If you're looking for a local mortgage expert, our in-house loan consultants are here to help. Swing by today and let's talk mortgages. Exchange Bank, where your home story begins. Learn more at exchangebank.com.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 643948. All loans subject to credit approval.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
100.1 KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is finally Friday. We made it. Heather Irwin in the studio. Good morning.
Sup, Debbalicious.
Oh, I like that. And speaking of licious,
yes,
the studio smells like delicious.
It does. It's going to be smelling even better soon.
Why is that, Heather? There's some guests in the studio.
We're getting crabby this morning.
Oh, yes.
We are all about the crab. Yeah, so I brought in some friends from Oliver's and from the Tides. We've got Todd from Oliver's and Anthony from the Tides. And we're going to be talking about crab because it is that time of year.
So much so.
Oh, my goodness. Have you done the crabbies yet?
Oh, yes.
Of course. You did a feed.
I did a feed for Becoming Independent last weekend. Yep. And just, I love crabs and I love crab season.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for coming in today. Boy, where do we start?
Well, I have some questions. I have a lot of questions. First of all, how much is crab selling for right now at Oliver's?
Right now we're at $7.99.
Okay.
During the holiday, Christmas holiday, we were $6.99.
Wow. Okay. And can you get them? Like, how do you get them? If you go to Oliver's or if you go somewhere to pick them up, are they usually fresh? I mean, like, are they still swimming around or do you crack them? Or
are they swimming?
I mean, are they all cleaned up for you? How do you get them?
Multiple options, actually. We have a live tank in our Stony Point location. We can't get live crab at any of the locations if you pick them up that day, so a pre-order would be necessary.
Okay.
But fresh cooked Dungeness from Anthony out at the Tides,
That's
a six-day-a-week delivery, and we will clean them and crack them.
Awesome.
Wait, how's the season going so far overall? Are we talking good? I know we started late, but we're in the swing of it now. How does it look?
We did start late, but this year the quality has been phenomenal. And numbers were very plentiful right from the beginning, but right now it's dropped off a little bit due to Mother Nature and the it's that time of the year where the males go chase the females and... So on.
And they call them crabs? Why would they call them crabs if that's going on? Come on. So you actually, I don't know, sometimes things just pop out of my head.
Yeah, well,
do you actually go out on the boats? And how does that all work?
I don't. We have many independent fishermen that go out and they go out daily, catch their product, bring it back to us, and then we process it and cook it and distribute it to stores like Oliver's.
Unbelievable. I mean, so cool.
So they go out. Tell me about this. Is it called fishermen or fisher people?
I would say fishermen, but there are some women out there, and we have some that they call themselves fisherettes.
Fisherettes.
I like that.
That's a good name for a rock band. I actually have a question too. So they go out, they throw these pots in, right? That they aren't really pots. They're like these big netted kind of situations. Then they go back out and pull them up and hopefully there's lots of crabs in there.
Yeah, correct. So they'll bait them and they typically use mackerel or squid. And in the beginning of the season, they're checking them 2-3 times throughout the day. But right now, they're checking them daily.
Okay. All right. And so here's the really big question. Tamale or not tamale? Do you know what I'm talking about, Debbie?
No.
Okay. The tamale is the green part. I'm right, right? I'm correct about this. The green part inside when you take the shell off the top?
We call that butter.
The butter.
Whoa.
So yes or no? Do you guys eat that or do you pass on that?
I would say, you know, most people do, but there are some people that tend to shy away from it.
Most people eat it? Really?
There are people that enjoy it.
Okay. All right. I think it's one of those delicacies. Every time I get a whole crab, I try to eat it, but it just... isn't for me.
Don't eat the shell, though.
No, do not eat the shell
either.
I mean, it's good calcium.
Is it?
But yeah, of course it is. But I wouldn't eat it. It's a little crunchy.
It gets stuck in your throat.
Yeah, it does. That's not a good thing.
No.
So one more quick question. Do we have yes, another couple?
Okay. Absolutely.
So what's the difference between the crabs we get here, the Dungeness, versus the things they get like on that show that we watch? What's it called? The crabbing show?
Deadliest Catch.
Like, what are they catching versus what we get here?
So up in Alaska, what they'll, and Canada, what they will get is the snow crab, which is also known as Opelio, and they also get the king crab. We don't have king crab here, but we do have snow crab, but they're not harvested off of our coast. And California, Oregon, Washington, and Canada, and there are some Dungeness as well in Alaska, but the main species that we harvest off our coast is the Dungeness.
And are they, do they taste different?
Yeah, there's a different flavor. Ours are going to be sweeter. The product from Alaska, they typically have a different, a different texture to it. But Dungeness crab is probably the most sought after.
And we're talking Bodega Bay, right?
Correct.
The whole North Coast, the Bodega Coast. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So what did you bring us to try today?
Well, today, our executive chef, Mark, he created a crab quiche with local picked Dungeness crab. So that's
Wow. How fast can your guys pick crab? That's my question, too. How fast can you pick a crab?
We don't pick a lot of crab at store level. We'll order that from Anthony, so...
We have individuals that pick about 100 pounds in an eight-hour shift.
Oh, what? Wow.
That's a skill. That's a talent.
That's about how long it takes me to do one.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to take a break here because I want to try that crab quiche. And we'll be back with more crabs. Ooh, I want crab. No, that doesn't sound right. Do you want crab? I want crab.
I think I already have crab.
I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be if you can't be right. You can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love. For me to trust, and I'm afraid that I'ma f*** it up. Ain't no way that I can leave you stranded, cause you ain't never let me empty handed. And you know that I can't live without you. So baby stay. Oh, 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 oh. I'd be if you can't be right here. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. Told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay.
Sonoma County's KZST. Time to check traffic once again. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Shane Young in our Roanoke Park studio. Good morning. How's traffic?
Good morning. We still have the two-vehicle crash on River Road near Orchard Road. CHP is on scene for that. We're just waiting for a tow truck to clear the roadway. We do have the commute traffic from Golf Course to College for northbound, and for southbound, we have some traffic starting near Steele. From the CHP in Summit County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
It's time to shift into savings with Redwood Credit Union's auto loan rate sale. Now through February 29th, take advantage of a 0.75% rate discount on new, used, or refinanced auto loans from another lender. Lower rates mean affordable payments, putting you behind the wheel of the car you love. Apply online or ask for RCU financing at a dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love. Discount effective through 2/29/24. Rates, terms, and special offers subject to change. Discount for purchases and refinances of existing loans from another lender. Restrictions may apply.
Let's face it, eating healthy can be somewhat unhealthy on your bank account, but not at your local grocery outlet. Here we have hundreds of items we like to call NOSH, natural, organic, specialty, and healthy. Look for the NOSH sign and you'll find amazing deals on gluten-free, all-natural, and all-organic foods. You'll find great deals on plant-based foods as well. Stop by your neighborhood grocery outlet today and get your health and bank account back on the right track.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
If you're a leap year baby with a birthday on February 29th, you only get to celebrate every 4 years. So KZST and Costco on the Go at the Santa Rosa Airport have plans to make this one special for you. Debbie Abrams will be at Costco on the Go Thursday, February 29th at noon. And the first 29 people with February 29th birthdays will receive a chocolate decadence cake from Costco on the Go. Happy birthday, leap year babies, from Costco on the Go at the airport and 100.1 KZST.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong. But I can write a song. I belong with you, you belong with me. You're my sweet.
Into 100.1 KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Heather Irwin in the studio. We're talking food, specifically crab, and some guests in the studio as well. Heather, I understand there's a cool story going on here with the history of the crab and the two companies.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Oliver's has been working with Anthony's family for a really long time, and I think Todd wants to tell us a little bit about why that local connection is so important.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving the opportunity to talk about it. Yeah, the family, Anthony, his father, Tony, the DeLimas, we've been in partnership with them for about 25 years. Me personally, about 20. And, you know, it's just important to Oliver's that we have these types of relationships that we can build in the community and give people a place to grow their business. And, you know, we've got nearly over 400 local vendors now. And these partnerships are the lifeblood of what we do. And I just think it's important that people know that we do that on a daily basis.
That's awesome. Anthony, tell us about, you've been in this bracket since you were 13?
Yeah, correct. My father started with the company in 1967, and I have been there since I was 13. I'm going on 45, so I've put some time in. And the fishing industry has definitely gone through quite a bit of change in the past two decades. And about 25 years ago, like Todd said, when our partnership started, it was pretty quiet out there. And Steve Moss, the owner of Oliver's, gave me an opportunity. And here we are today, stronger than before, and very grateful to have them as you know, supporting our company.
Well, I mean, it's such a big industry here, you know, crab in general, all the crab fees and the fishermen and fisherettes?
Fisherettes.
The fisherettes. I mean, it's so, when you think of Sonoma County, you think of crab. It's one of those, you know,
absolutely,
things that are just here all the time. So really appreciate you guys coming in here and doing this.
I have a last question.
By the way, this crab quiche is a party in my mouth.
So good. And so much crab in it.
And party in my mouth.
Yes, absolutely delicious. Question, last question. Butter or Louis sauce?
Go ahead. Oh, look at
They're hesitating.
I would probably say butter.
Okay, Todd?
Neither.
Just plain.
Just
you're a purist. All right.
Purist
at heart. I like that. All right.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in, and hopefully it's a great crab season, crab feeds all over the place. Good luck to both of you.
Eat more crab.
Eat a lot of crab.
You. Thank you.
Have a good one, guys.
Run away, but we're running in circles. Run away, run away. Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, February 23rd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:30. I'm Brent Allen. We've got some hazy sunshine out there now with pockets of fog. Currently 42 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. It will be the most expensive seismic bridge retrofit in Sonoma County history. The Woller Road Bridge is about to get an upgrade. The county awarded the $18 million contract to Gelati Construction.